Welcome to the Football Podcast. I'm hoping the intro just went on. We're not too sure how to do it ourselves because Dad's left.
Yes.
Anyone want to explain what's happened?
Hi, Dad.
We've announced on Twitter that there has been some squad changes, but basically Simon Head's left.
I was really hoping we could get some sort of, you know, like death march. Funeral march. Have you?
Simon Head's gone but not forgotten.
That's lovely.
He will be. Simon Head's gone, but we're still here.
We are.
First podcast in a while as well, so we'll crack on. We've got quite a lot to talk about. Weekend games, first of all.
Introduction, surely, Jim.
Stuart, you're here.
Good afternoon.
Dan Silver.
I'm here.
Michael Coxon, back. This is your second show, isn't it?
My first one that's going to go live.
That's true, yeah. We did a show, but...
It went up on iTunes.
So it couldn't be bothered.
It was so controversial that Sean Miller's had to leave the country.
Yeah. The last time we did a show that didn't go up, it was for different reasons. Yes. Which we can now talk about, because Si can't really tell us not to. No, let's not. We've also got a new podcaster, everyone.
Thank you.
Jerome Mundell. Right, in normal tradition, who do you support and why?
Aston Villa.
And you don't know why?
I'm not sure why, no. Well, my dad... came from Jamaica and settled in Birmingham, so he scored for Villa, so do I.
We've now got a Villa fan amongst them. It's better than having another Man United fan or another Spurs and what have you.
You just don't like Man United or Spurs.
Not that. It's nice to have another voice.
Jill's fan as well, to be honest. There's enough of them.
I'm the only Jill's fan. Yeah. It's quite funny that it's fashionable for the Premier League to bring back their favourites, and we've got rid of one of us.
Yeah.
And he's never come. Well, no, he might come back. He will.
He's going to make some guest appearances.
Yeah. It's workload issues for Si. He's got a lot of work on. So he's stepping aside at the moment.
It was hard for him to hand over that torch to us, but he's done it, and we're going to try and make him proud.
And even worse, you've brought back probably the most hated podcaster of all time.
That's true, yeah. People do hate it.
It'd be like United re-signing Carlos Tevez.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. No. Only Milan he'll play for now. Also, one other thing to mention, we are back at Henry's.
We are back at Henry's.
This is the first Henry's recording in, it must be 2 months, 2.5 months.
And the rest, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon so. Sean's never done a podcast in Henry's.
That's got to be at least.
Yeah, it's true. So we're back. Right, now we can get on to the weekend games.
Let's do it.
Stuart Hoare, standout performance of the weekend.
Akos Brusaki.
I was looking more for a team than a result.
Nope, but not happening. Just Akos Brusaki.
Who is he?
You actually never heard of him?
No.
That's brilliant.
Go on.
I knew he wouldn't have heard of him.
Go on.
Who is he?
He's a Cuban
fan, my ass. Did he used to present record breakers?
Yeah, he's very funny, you. Horrible.
Chris Akabusi. I've heard of him.
He's got a nice smile like Akabusi. They bought him as a winger from Plymouth. He was very good in the Championship.
Very good, yeah.
He's now been converted to a central midfielder.
Yes.
He was their Abel Tarrat before Tarrat came. He was their sort of star midfielder, playmaker. Now Tarrat's buggered off to the African Nations. He stepped up a little bit, hasn't he?
Yes, indeed, after not being played by Warnock as well.
But he had a bad injury, didn't he? He had some sort of injury.
This season, mate, he was back, had pre-season, everything went well, and Warnock just refused to play him, by all accounts.
All right, so yours is Brusaki and QPR because they finally won a game.
Exactly, we're winning at home.
Fair enough. Anyone else chipping?
Clint Dempsey at Fulham. Fulham in the second half in total.
We're doing players, but yeah.
Usually we do results, but okay, we'll change it around.
I'd say Fulham in the second half anyway. Coming back to Newcastle, I read a comment at half time saying, people now want to take Newcastle seriously as Champions League competitors.
They 2-0 down at half time?
1-0.
1-0 down at half time.
But great performance by Dempsey and by the rest of the team, even Bobby Zamora. Stepping up.
I don't know why there's still speculation that he might leave. And their manager hasn't seemed to come out and say anything about it. Zamora's kept quite quiet on it, but there's still constant speculation. I don't see why he would leave.
Yeah.
Unless he's looking for a payday, in which case
he
probably could go to QPR.
Is,
but I've heard rumours that QPR haven't actually got any money. Have you heard this today?
It's not that we haven't got any money. It's just that he doesn't know whether he's got the clout he's been
spouting. So you're right today. Your top button's done up and it looks a little bit restrictive.
I'm good, mate.
I don't want you fainting halfway through the podcast.
I'll be alright.
Right, Jake. Performance of the weekend.
I'll have to say Villa.
You've got to say Robbie Keane.
He didn't celebrate.
No,
celebrate. I do like him in place, actually.
Yeah, I do that. But an absolute rasper, second one, wasn't it?
Was on beauty.
Absolute rasper.
He didn't celebrate because Wolves were his boyhood club, but now he's at his boyhood club, Aston Villa. I think he's
very happy. But they actually were his boyhood club because I thought he'd been somewhere before. For some reason, I thought he was at Cork before he was at Wolves, but Wolves were actually his first team, weren't they?
Yeah. There's a picture of him, and he looks like such a little nipper, doesn't he?
I've not seen it.
Yeah, he looks like a little spotty teenager.
Probably because he was. Yeah. Talking to Mitch, me and Stu saw Luke Chadwick play last week for MK Dons.
He's a good looking boy.
He's still an ugly man.
Although,
if we're looking at ugly players, Oxlade Chamberlain's got a shout. He's not a good look.
He looks like he's been wedged into his body, but it's too small for him.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a caricature of himself. Yeah. It's sort of like.
Then again, Tevez was an absolute monster. He had a haircut, and I think he's all right now. Compared to what he was, he looked like a right little munchkin. He looked like something out like Lord of the Rings.
He looks a bit like you.
Thanks, mate. I wish I had his money. Although he has lost, have you seen this? He's lost
9.3 million
since he refused to warm up.
It's pocket not about change. The money, is it?
Pocket change.
It basically is to him, isn't it? Let's be honest. Yeah. Dan, performance.
All right, but I just had Bolton, Fulham, and Norwich down. Bolton winning 3-1 at Liverpool.
Yeah.
See, Norwich. We got told today
Still.
There wasn't a foul committed in the first half of Norwich Chelsea.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there was hardly any football players.
Does that mean it's a good game, or does that mean they just didn't care?
That means it's a terrible game.
I'd have thought that as well.
Yeah.
I forgot performance of the weekend. Craig Bellamy for his histrionics at half time with Rio Coca.
Yeah.
Apparently they've got history as well.
Yeah.
Going back.
Rio Coca is hench though, isn't he? Some people used to say he was stronger than John Carew. John Carew was still there. He's ridiculously strong on the ball. My performance of the weekend, unfortunately, would be AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah, of course. They turned, didn't they?
It was genius. They were 3-1 down, and they scored 3 goals and won the game 4-3. Also, if we're going on individual performance, Arshavin did a bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
In the Man United game.
Best substitution ever.
I don't think he cares either, does he?
He's got no confidence, that's the problem. I've heard apparently Wenger has spent all week building his confidence up because he just thinks he's rubbish.
Cost 19 million.
But Arshavin, his head's
he
gone.
He had one good season, didn't he? He had one good season.
We had one good game, one yeah.
And it was a League Cup game, wasn't it? Four goals against Liverpool. Yeah. Oh, he's going to be amazing.
No, he had one good season, but that was a long time ago.
I felt, watching that Arsenal-Man U game, I was completely neutral, and I felt quite bad at the end, because they turned on Wenger, and if I was an Arsenal fan, I could kind of understand it, but it's quite sad to see.
He
turned around the touchline, he's got these people who worship him, and if he walked away now, he'd be known as like their greatest manager ever, and blah, 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 but it's only going to go one way.
It's ending horribly.
It's just a long, slow, drawn-out death at the moment, and I hope he does turn it around. The other thing someone said is that if Wenger walks tomorrow or got sacked, who are they going to bring in? Because Arsenal, the directors and the people at the top there have basically said they're not going to change their policy. They're not ever going to go out and spend big money.
Warnock's locking.
Exactly, that's the sort of player.
Jerry Francis.
If you've not seen the Jerry Francis photo, number one of a series, there will be a series. There's a great photo on the website. Footballpodcast.co.uk. If they're going to bring someone in, they're not going to be able to bring in someone like an Ancelotti or Mourinho after he's done at Real Madrid and spend loads of money, because they've said that's not the club they're going to be. So they've probably got the best man for the job in place already, if you look at it.
A manager, I suppose.
Someone bringing through the youth, signing, although he does sign quite expensive players, they tend to be young players which you can then nurture and make
sell
into better
money.
Yeah, pretty much. It's an interesting one, and the club's in transition without changing the manager. They are in complete transition. Same as Chelsea. Yeah. Chelsea are a kind of transition at the moment as well.
They won't think twice about changing the manager, though, will they?
And they'd have to worry about money.
Yeah.
In terms of Chelsea, I think if you start looking at what the players have said, obviously you never get a quote out of Abramovich. He's always on a yacht getting knocked off by someone. But the players have started to say, Petr checked in an interview the other day, and he was basically saying it's a season of transition, so anything we do get will be a bonus. So that it looks like they've resigned themselves to they're not going to win the Premier League now, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
Champions League's going to be a hard task. It looks like they've got, sort of said, alright, this is a period of transition, which means they
don't see a lot of transition going on though.
Well, if they come back, start next season and start blitzing everyone,
they'd have to do some serious business.
At the moment, if you're a Chelsea fan, you'd probably say it's not been a great season. They're third in the league, they're still in the Champions League.
Fourth.
They're still in the
Excuse me, Staples. Who were third? Pipe down, Staples.
Man U.
Arsenal reserves, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You don't.
Hang on, they were in the title race for about 2 minutes, weren't they? Two days, until they drew it up.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Not if you ask Gary Redknapp, he never said they were in the title race.
Go on, do your Harry Redknapp impression. Let's get it out.
I'm saving that for when we talk about him later.
I don't really want to talk about it. I was devastated, to say the least. It was an awful first half from both sides, and then a ridiculous 10 minutes with four goals scored in 10
second
minutes.
Half was a good game.
It was wonderful. It was brilliant. And if the foe that had, it was a Gazza 96, wasn't it? If
should have eaten his greens, it'd be an inch taller.
No, they say Bale should have given it earlier. He should have got there quicker. And then, you know, Balotelli.
You can't blame Bale. He was running away, and I thought, where's he going? Where's he going? Then he put a perfect cross to
him. But then they said if he'd have played it one touch earlier, instead of taking that extra touch,
true.
Then
he would have probably hit the defender.
No, either way. He just couldn't get there. And then, Balotelli stamp and I don't know.
See, the Balotelli stamp is an interesting one. I think he meant it. Jay said it's not natural for him to actually. He sort of it
it's
kicked
not a
out.
Movement.
Yeah,
it goes backwards. When you're falling forward, it's not a natural movement.
I agree.
You can strike me down here. I was watching it with my girlfriend. Sorry about that. And she was like, "No, he's just fallen over." I was like, "No, he hasn't. No. He's put his leg directly."
When
out.
I watched it, when I saw it first, well, the first couple of replays, I thought it was unintentional. Then I watched it again. And you see that the force that he puts his right foot down with, like I said, was unnatural. There's no need. He needed to. And then just to do this sort of dodgy, oh, I've now fallen over. Yeah.
To be fair, though, he was probably just trying to kick his haircut, which I think everyone's been trying to do for quite a while.
To be fair as well, he's really wacky and funny, isn't he? Wearing hats and stuff. He can get away with stamping on someone's face.
Well, do you see his agent has said this morning that he might leave the country?
Because he's being persecuted.
Yeah.
I don't think he's being persecuted. I from previous podcasts, I was one of Mario Balotelli's biggest fans. I could have come up with some great Mario Balotelli news this week. Chose not to. He's disappointed.
You know what? While his agent's making him out, he's just like, oh yeah, he's been persecuted.
Misunderstood.
He's at home letting off fireworks, eating Percy pigs and throwing tennis balls at dogs.
Challenging people to boxing matches.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you know it, they'll be referring to the Man City starting 11 as the apostles, the way they're treating him.
Was that a gag?
He's not Jesus. He's talking as if he's some sort of deity who can do what he likes because he's a crazy figure. You stamp on someone's face, you're going to get a ban.
Paul Scholes would never have been banned as much for those tackles if he was wacky, would he?
Carl Henry as well. That was a nice one, wasn't it?
Let's go back to the Man City game first of all. The elbow
which he's got away with. I was quite surprised.
It's an English player who's got away with it.
Yeah,
you're right. Surprised.
My friend phoned me up and goes, "Oh, do you see it?" And I thought, "Yeah." He said, "Was Mario Balotelli intentional?" I was like, "Yeah, it was definitely intentional." But Lescott's going to get away with it because he's English. Yeah. Which is true.
And we really need him for the Euros. We might as well not turn up. If we've not got Jelly and Lescott, we'd better not turn up.
I tell you what, though, he's got some strength on him. Did you see him after he scores? He was determined not to get pulled down by Richards. So it was like running for a travel agent. It was great fun. Right, Henry.
Stupid boy, isn't he?
I've not seen it.
Have you not?
No.
Albrighton. Who's not the nastiest fella in the world, is he? And they've had a little tangle. He's fallen on the floor. Carl Henry's gone to sort of
a couple of steps back.
Yeah, no. Step over him, because it was a bit like Albrighton's on the floor. Henry's gone to sort of step over him. As he stepped over him, just backheeled him straight in the stomach.
Nice.
It was outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I had no idea what he was thinking, but. Yeah, there's been a little bit of a bit of naughtiness in the Premier League.
Yeah, right. Moving on, FA Cup this weekend, guys. Stuart Hall, we'll come to you first. Oh. Any games that have particularly caught your eye?
I can't wait. James.
Just to let you know, there is a photo on Facebook of Stuart Hall. Is it behind Frank Lampard or is it Mata? Who is it you're behind?
Lampard.
Lampard went to take a corner in the QPR Chelsea game where all the trouble happens.
Fair play to him.
Stuart is just. His face is just filled with complete anger.
And since then, there's been another two. There was one against Sunderland, and Sessegnon coming to take a throw on. And when Nani.
Were you the fella with the dog?
Well. No, I wasn't.
Oh, that is brilliant.
What is that about?
Shaking like a shitting dog. It's just because he scored. Bentner doesn't score. Anyway, you're right. So it's at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yep, not on TV.
Not on TV, which I can sort of understand. Although, I am livid that Arsenal Aston Villa is the 4 o'clock game on Sunday.
What's wrong with that?
It's going to be rubbish. Yeah. Arsenal playing at home is rubbish anyway. Arsenal playing Aston Villa.
Apparently.
Unless they start Heskey, I'm not interested.
I reckon someone at Sky was just really bored with choosing the games and just looked at the first one on the list. Yeah, we'll have that one.
Hey.
Apparently we were teed up for that and it went, and the police have said no, it can't be 4 o'clock on a Sunday because we're all drinking throughout the day. So I think it probably would have been that game.
That makes more sense.
The thing is, the broadcasters have got to do. There's going to be a lot of chanting. Like, I was at the Kuparenko Dons replay, and there was a load of chanting then about Chelsea and John Terry. They can't have that on the TV at whatever time.
Luckily, ITV have chosen a game with no controversy for their 12:45 in Liverpool United.
This is true.
Yeah, there'll be no nasty chants there. There'll be nothing about racism. It'll be fine.
Did you see today? Back to QPR Chelsea. That first of all, they urged Ferdinand to shake his hand, which I thought was a bit odd.
Yeah.
Like, why would you make it more of a meal out of it?
What they're doing is, and apparently the clubs are going to release a joint statement today or tomorrow.
At some point, right.
Saying basically just calming the fans down because the atmosphere. I was at the first game and the atmosphere was astonishing. I was going to say amazing, but that makes it a positive thing. It was astonishing.
Right.
I knew how much QPR hated Chelsea. I've been to a lot of QPR games, but I didn't realise it was going to be that bad. And there's not been a lot made of the fact that the sendings off happened, Drogba lost his head, the Terry thing happened. That all happened mostly because of the QPR fans, in my opinion. It was horrible. And it'll be just as bad on Saturday. But now the Chelsea fans know what they're walking into, so they're going to be giving it both barrels as well.
And now, obviously, after that statement a couple of days ago about urging him to shake his hand, today he's saying he's not going to do it.
Yeah. I think he's his own man. He should be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't want to say mountains and molehills, but it's something that needs to be dealt with and signed off. And now it's just because it's still not having been dealt with. It's the saga's going on and on and on and on.
To be fair, if the FA had any sense, they'd just not have the whole handshaking thing at all. We never used to have it until 5 years ago. Why not just bypass it for that game?
Yeah.
Have the captain shake hands in the middle. That's fine.
There you're
in fact,
right.
There they should make Anton Ferdinand captain.
Just 2 minutes.
Choose with an electric buzzer and do the old electric shock buzzer. It's going to be interesting. Me and Stuart are both going, so I'll probably get some audio from that as well, if you can hear me.
You'll have to edit that out.
So mine would be QPR Chelsea as well, because I'm looking forward to that. Mike?
There's obviously the United-Liverpool game, which will be very tasty, I'm sure. In fact, the coverage of it, I think there'll be more coverage when Suarez makes his comeback at Old Trafford.
Is that his first game back?
That's going to be his first game back, yeah.
Fantastic. No, doesn't it depend?
Unless there's replays
or something like that, yeah.
And it depends on the Carling Cup and things. But so that'd be tasty. But I'm actually looking forward to Sunderland Borough as well.
Yeah,
another big derby. There's going to be a lot of nastiness around that.
It would be a lot better if it was a Borough, though. The fact is, it's Sunderland, I don't think they're going to get a result. They're doing all right in the league, but
well, they've lost the last two games, and I mean, they hate each other. Having lived in the North East, you always think about Sunderland, Newcastle, but Borough, they just hate everybody. So it's,
and not a lot of people like Borough either, do they?
Quite peculiarly, I'm looking forward to West Brom Norwich. Two teams who, mid-table...
Staples his face.
Well, that's it. They're two teams that aren't doing badly this season. Their fans would love it if they can get a great FA Cup run going.
Who gives a fuck about their fans?
Language. Oh. Timothy.
I'm running it now. I can swear.
It's good to
swear if I want.
Simon Ed's calm control of the show has been replaced by Jim's shotgun
brash
scatter approach.
Well, it might. Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to deny that. Actually, it's fair enough. Jay.
I'll have to say Arsenal Villa.
Oh, behave. It's going to be rubbish.
It's not. It's going to be a really good game.
Right. Sell the game to me.
Well.
Thanks, mate.
That's it, yeah. I think obviously Arsenal on the back of three defeats are going to come out.
Is Hesse going to start?
Hesse, no.
They're giving him away on a free transfer today.
Yeah, they are. We're going to get rid of him by the end of the season, so no interest in Hesse.
Talking
about Robbie Keane.
Why are you talking as well?
Can he play or take?
He can. He's just all about Robbie Keane.
What is your the best transfer story you saw during the weekend's paper roundup? We've been talking about it this week. Came in on Monday and said, I think it was you or Sean, someone
sort of came in and said Stephen Fletcher of Wolves going to Real Madrid.
No,
I've read that.
It was in The People, which is one of our
I love The People,
the Mirror's sister publications, and the one we don't like to talk about is the dirty disabled sister in the Mirror ranks. I hope no one at work listens to this.
HR.
Fletcher to Real Madrid, which is quite... I know he gets a few goals, whatever.
Yeah,
so I will watch it, and I will be quite interested. And now they're a bit more... They were toothless for a while. So will they start Keane and Bent up front then?
I think so. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. We need some...
The old Tottenham duo.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of Aston Villa in the FA Cup, I just think of playing Man United in the third or fourth round... and Van Nistelrooy scoring, and that's about it.
I watched that video on YouTube the other day. It was lovely. Great header by Phil Neville to put you 2-0 up.
We always get knocked out by Man United in the third round or fourth round. Now we've got Arsenal. Hopefully we'll go one better this season.
And do the fifth round.
And do the fifth round and get Man United and get knocked out probably. But we'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to be a good game anyway.
Mr. Silva.
Mine's Brighton Newcastle. I think it's a bit of a tasty one. Brighton have been up and down.
That's on as well on the TV, isn't it? That's the I'm pretty sure
it's on the 5:45 on ESPN. I think you might be right.
I believe it is. Yeah.
I think you might be right. I just think that might be a little tasty one. I mean, Brighton have been really up and down this season, but at home you never know. Newcastle on the back of some dodgy defeats. No Bar, no Tiote. I think it could be an interesting game, that one.
That's quite good, actually. I'm out in Brighton on Saturday night, so that should be quite tasty. Nice. On the Geordies.
Someone said the rumour that Michael Owen was... My mate on Facebook just said... sat next to Michael Owen in the Hotel de Van in Brighton. And then someone else commented on it. Supposedly, rumours are that he might be signing for Brighton. That's why he's in Brighton at the moment.
It was on the back page of The Sun on Tuesday, I believe. Also, he tweeted last night, Michael Owen has passed his
League 2.
So he could be a League 2 manager.
He even said any League 2 teams out there need a manager.
I can guarantee you a lot of people probably tweeted back saying yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's not great aspirations for Brighton if they're trying to sign someone who can manage him in League 2.
Yeah, not true. But that's pretty interesting.
Moving on from the FA Cup to the Carling Cup last night, did we all watch, or did any of you watch the game?
Yes, I've seen the highlights.
Obviously, the podcast had a hand in it in terms of Sean, who's actually in LA at the moment.
Yeah, unfortunately he's not here to have the mic taken.
He watched it, he got very disappointed, and then he texts me after saying that by watching the football he missed out on the chance to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he was doubly gutted, really.
Nothing's worth missing that.
And I've not met.
No, it's not.
I was really tempted to just send back a text saying, "Oh, well, you've been terminated from the League Cup now," or anything like that. But I didn't. He's with his auntie.
His girlfriend's auntie, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger's hairdresser.
He told me this in the pub last Thursday, last Friday.
So Arnie's come over for a haircut and he's gone out and missed it, or is he?
Yeah. Missed me and Arnie.
Idiot.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sean, you are an idiot.
Well, at least Sean's girlfriend's auntie is Arnie's maid.
True, I knew, I was waiting for some sort of...
Anyway, back to the football. It was pretty rubbish. Player scored both goals for both teams.
Yeah, Anthony Gardner.
Yeah, sat through like 210 minutes of not very good football.
Dross.
The least we deserved was a penalty shootout. And it wasn't even a very good penalty shootout.
It was a rubbish penalty shootout, wasn't it?
Palace needs to start practicing.
The Cardiff keeper, you can argue, made some good saves. Guessed
Kenny
the right
Miller's
way a couple of times.
One. What on earth was that?
Yeah, it's still travelling, that way. It's still going somewhere.
Cardiff had to go through. I missed the sending off. Was it a sending off? I missed that. I turned it on just after the sending off.
Double booking. The last one he got actually double... I think it was double booking. Last one he actually got given the booking for wasn't that much of a foul. But he'd done it four or five before. Right. Persistent infringement.
Because that was... I mean, it was just the Alamo after that, wasn't it? Like, it was purely defence versus attack.
Palace did half dig in, though. And I'll tell you what. I said this to Sean on text. Their fans were an absolute credit to them because they outsung Cardiff.
I like the way Dougie Freeman took him over to the fans.
Really good.
I thought that was really good quality.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, Dougie Freeman should never have come out and said what he said. He came out and basically said the reason Cardiff have got loads of pressure and they're failing and all the pressure's on them. Such an easy team talk then for the just to go and prove him wrong. If he'd said along the lines of the pressure's all on Cardiff, they've got a lot of expectation, that adds to it. But by saying they're always failing, then it's just like it just gives them so much like ammunition to go out there and prove him wrong, and that's what they did in the end. But I did like that. He went over to the Palace end before the really nice
to get
touch.
Him rolled up. I like that.
And they dug in. They were lucky. The Bar was probably their man of the match.
Definitely.
But unlucky. And to be fair, the goalkeeper cost the first leg for Cardiff, so he made up for it with the penalties. But let's be honest, they're going to get dicked by whoever they play in the final. I would have thought Liverpool Cardiff would be a better for the neutral.
Cardiff have beaten Liverpool in recent history as well, haven't they? At Anfield in one of the cups when they got to the final.
See, for someone who reportedly hates Cardiff,
You know a lot about Cardiff.
That was from Steve
Grove. You know, keep also, your enemies close.
Isn't Stu talking quite a lot again this week?
It is, yeah, it's because Stu's
it's a new era. Stu did want to bring sparklers as well for the occasion.
I forgot the sparklers.
Who forgot the sparklers? This today is the Remembrance Simon Head podcast. Next week we'll do the start of the new era. I'll get some sparklers in. The pub might not be too happy, but we'll get that sorted.
So it's only going to take us a week to get oversized departure.
I'm already over
5 minutes, really.
He didn't put the last one live, and
we didn't even turn up in November and December, did it?
Some really good games. Yeah. He's pretending to have a baby. He hasn't really had a baby.
He's not
just
even married.
He's posing for Facebook photos with just a random baby.
It's not as bad as when Dan Ferdinand left. That was hard.
That was hard, yeah. I still expect him to walk back in the door.
He's busy this week. He's with the Disciples of Apocalypse, the mid-90s biker gang from the WWF, and they've gone skiing.
I believe that is the first wrestling reference of
that is,
the
year. That is.
Well done, brilliant. Well done on that.
Are you watching Royal Rumble this week?
No, I'm going to put my foot down here. No more wrestling talk. We've had the one reference.
We'll
we
catch
can move
up on the wrestling podcast later.
Transfer watch, anything you've seen. I'll kick off. Obviously, Fletcher to Real Madrid is standard. Housing to Leeds is one of the... from Leeds to Norwich. That's a kick in the teeth for Leeds.
It's a done deal as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gone there. He's posing in the paper today. So, and also, there's a slightly lesser scale. There's a Gillingham player called Luke Rooney. And he has left Gillingham and signed for Swindon. And I basically made that transfer happen.
Thanks.
before Swindon played Gillingham, Di Canio made some really nice comments about how good he was, and I found them and tweeted them to the player, and he then retweeted it to all his followers and said it was like really nice of him. And then for about the next 6 months, Di Canio kept courting him publicly, and then he signed for him. But I was the first person.
Have you got a cut on the commission?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't have been that much. It was only six figured sums.
Rosie will help you hide it.
Rosie 47.
Rosie 47.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, my dog. He's got his own bank account. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That was the worst.
Was that it?
Yeah. Was that it?
You'll always get Harry.
Right, before we go on to Harry, I know you're twitching to get it in.
One of the lads at work is brother, you know, Mark Hurst. No, his brother-in-law is the head chef at Tottenham. No, his brother-in-law is the head chef at Tottenham.
Is there a pun here? I read out there's a pun.
No, there isn't a pun.
This is just a sheet story. No,
this is a genuine story.
Okay.
He reckons Defoe to Liverpool is pretty much a done deal. He reckons, from the inside of me, he reckons it is. And I'm...
What's Suarez going to make of that?
Well... controversial.
So the head chef knows most of the transfer goes on.
Well, he's there every day.
He's got an ear in the bottle.
He can tell by how much of his dinner he eats.
Yeah, every day.
He's spelled LFC out in spaghetti.
I love LFC.
He's off his food, so he must be off somewhere.
Anyway.
Alright, anyone else got any random transfer insights?
Me, I'm looking at Nicky Maynard being linked with Wigan.
Wigan, yeah. Bad move for him, because I think they'd be in the same league next season.
Yeah.
Well, Bristol City are picking up a little bit. I don't think it's a great move.
From what's come out recently, apparently Wigan haven't even bid for him.
Okay.
They've come out and said so. I think he'd be better looking for someone like QPR, but he just misses the North West. Mm. If he's in Wigan, he can go out in Warrington on a Saturday night.
There you go.
And who'd turn that down?
No one. They've got quite a lot of Gregs there.
Going back quickly, Di Canio.
Yeah.
Did you see his little rant after getting sent off against Macclesfield?
I've not seen it yet. It was tweeted.
We'll get that on the site.
Falling down.
We'll get that on the site.
Will we? Or are you just saying it and then you never do
I've
it?
I've never said it. I've never said I'll put someone on the site and not done it. Right. I've never said I'd do it.
Check the website in a day, a couple of days, and Dan Silver will put Perro Di Canio. The falling down moment is what I've read.
Not the falling down moment. As
in the film. Falling down, where he just goes mental.
Oh, right. I've never seen it.
Also write a note. Hang on, he's gone to write a note and all he's done is ringed his little note
in blue in a different colour
in
pen.
Blue.
Yeah. Everyone knows ringing in blue means pot on the football podcast website.
I'm standing.
I'm not my key. He went mental. It was brilliant. After getting sent off to the stands again.
All right, last bit on the transfers. QPR. They've only bought, what's his name? AC Milan.
Yep.
Do you know how you say it?
Ty Tawo.
Right, I want to hear it. Go on.
Ty Tawo.
Ty Tawo.
Who on FIFA is awesome.
Yeah.
Last summer he was linked with United and Arsenal and Liverpool.
Apparently he's linked with Arsenal and Chelsea in this window. Yeah. They wanted him a permanent.
You know Mark Hughes is playing FIFA. He's playing FIFA definitely against Kevin Hitchcock.
I did not stop attacking down that left-hand side when I was playing Mouse Mate the other day. He's got pace.
The thing is, very similar on FIFA, they haven't got much pace. So he's got pace.
He's got a bit of pace. Yeah, he has got
pace. Always plays with a smile. He's got a right cheeky smile, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
I think that's a good
is
name.
Is that just on FIFA? Are you talking about Dan?
have you got FIFA then, Dan?
FIFA 12, yeah.
Yeah, Stu has. Jerome, have you? Mike?
Nah.
Okay. We're going to incorporate some sort of FIFA challenge, which we'll talk about next week.
Nice.
To get the listeners involved in that as well. So no one else is in at the moment?
No, and I can't see us really doing much until maybe deadline day.
Okay, but the left back's starting against Chelsea, so potentially...
I don't know if he's got clearance, mate.
Okay.
Hopefully.
I reckon Nando Torres will be available by deadline day. Swap for Jay Bothroyd.
Right, cool.
Who's off to Celtic, by all accounts?
Who?
Jay Bothroyd.
Okay.
No luck, well...
Quick Dialo update, because we talked about them on the last show as well. They are back in business for two more games.
Yeah, they've got a reprieve, haven't they?
They've got a reprieve. They lost 1-0 at home to Fleetwood.
What are their crowds like? Are they at home games? Or?
I can tell you exactly what the crowd was like. They've been getting about 1-1.5. The crowd
People.
Was... Yeah. 5,638 crammed into one side of the stadium.
What?
The stadium holds like a ridiculous amount. So
25,000.
So they just opened one side of the stadium.
Oh, right.
So it was like 5-6 crammed into one side of the stadium.
Bloody hell.
So yeah, Fleetwood are riding high in the league anyway, so it's not a bad result, but quite euphoric that they were actually still in existence. But they got a small reprieve. Northwich we'll talk about next week. Yeah. And quickly, Portsmouth as well are now in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, 1.6 million
tax. We can just get Harry to pay it, really.
Well,
he owes us them,
doesn't he? I mean, they don't have some bad luck, Pompey, do they?
We need to know who Rose left her inheritance to.
Right, let's just do it. Let's just get the Redknapp bit out of the way, last bit.
Go on then, Redknapp.
No,
well, jump in.
Going down.
So it's basically, he's alleged to have received about 200k, 189k.
Yeah.
Two separate payments from Mandrich for the French. One was transfer of
Crouch to
Villa.
Yeah. He wasn't at Pompey long, was he? Because he came from us. Was there for what, 6 months maybe? Yeah.
Well,
and this is a quote. Prosecutors claim the money originally in US dollars was stashed in a Monaco account Redknapp had set up in his dog Rosie's name to avoid income tax and national insurance.
Well, I've obviously, funnily enough, been keeping a bit of a watchful eye on the last few days.
Yeah.
Him being the manager and all. And unfortunately, it's not looking good. It's come out today with a quote from the prosecution basically calling his explanation of events are contradictory, inconsistent and lack credibility. Unfortunately, a lot of the things he's saying is being contradicted by what
Mandrich
is saying. And it's just... He's saying, Redknapp's basically saying that he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, he's trying to say that Mandrich had told him that the tax had been paid out and there was nothing to worry about.
He said, don't worry, Harry, I've sorted it. And he said that Mandrich isn't the sort of person you'd argue with. And if he says he's done it, he's done it. But, I mean, I don't know.
I'm just waiting for the video of him, Scrooge McDuck style, diving into a vault full of money and swimming around.
I do like that picture. Where did you get that picture from?
Twitching thing.
Yeah.
It's quite good. That's on the podcast site at the moment. Have
good.
A little look. I think that was the last blog on there, so have a little look.
It is good.
It's a delight. It's an absolute delight.
I'm a little bit worried, but they reckon he'll only get a 6 month. If he doesn't get found guilty, he'll get a 6 month.
I've heard.
No, what's it called? Suspended sentence. Yeah.
I've heard he might
first
get. suspended sentence. So either a fine or possibly community service where he has to go out and help vulnerable members of society.
Come
so,
on, where
do the taxes.
No, he's going to do an Arsenal training session a week on Wednesday.
Hey. The thing is, once the court case is over, that's when the FA will get involved. Because they can't do anything while the courts are doing it. But after that, if he's been found to be taking illegal payments, George Graham got suspended.
No England row for Redknapp, right?
Yes!
Yeah.
Get in! You don't want him for England.
No, potentially no more Tottenham row either.
He'll be alright.
Just a ham roll. We're moving on. We were going to talk about a lot more, but we're chatting a lot.
We're struggling.
We're struggling. One last thing I'd like to point out. Mick McCarthy has been made the favourite for the sack race. So he's now favourite to be the next Premiership manager sacked by his own sponsor. Sporting Bet are on the front of the windshield. They've made him favourite in their market for the next sacking, which I found hilarious.
That is
and
brilliant.
Obviously you did too as well. So we'll talk about some of the things quickly. Stuart Hoare, toilet news of the week.
Ebbsfleet United, I don't know if anyone was aware, there was a competition recently.
We were aware, you told us, James.
Oh, there you go, then. Everyone was aware. Basically, 100,000 went to the team with the worst toilets.
100,000 what?
£100,000, not fucking toilets.
Well, no need for swearing. Now I'm cracking down here.
Yeah, explain yourself. You said 100,000 went.
I've already explained myself once.
Well, this is a bog standard Stuart Hall statement, isn't it? He just gets angry, just doesn't like it.
And swears.
Have you heard about this? No idea what's going on? No, me neither.
I'll sum it up. What was the company?
Plum Centre
offered £100,000 for one football club to have their toilets renovated if they could prove that they were the worst toilets in football.
Brilliant.
So you had to suggestions. It went to a vote, and Ebbsfleet have now won £100,000.
6,000 votes.
But the vote got taken off, didn't it, for a long time?
Yeah, because it was
because basically it was conspiracy that Ebbsfleet United, but the directors have basically said, yeah, our toilets are really bad, and then canvassed a load of people to vote. They were spamming the website because they wanted £100,000 to do their toilets. So I bet they'll just put some new toilet paper in there, and suddenly the director's got a new jag or something. Yeah. Lovely. So yeah, that was Stuart Hall's toilet news of the week. I hope that's a regular feature, but I think we might flush it out.
Stu's news just could be described as toilet news.
Well, we'll move on to that in a minute. We have got a podcast burning question, but I'm going to make an executive decision. We're not going to do that this week.
Are we not?
We'll do that next week. We're flying out of time.
How load of cunny have?
Okay, we'll come on to it and we'll explain it next week. Podcast team to follow.
Yes.
Just before you start,
go.
Me and Sean watched another game last week on TV. They lost.
Was it hard?
Yeah, I'm about to tell you that.
Don't say all the results.
We were watching it, and Sean bet all his money on the next goal scorer. We always love Alex Serra. He didn't score, and we lost that money.
That's a shame. Anyway,
go on, Ed.
You're right, they did lose. There's been two games since we last spoke about it. They lost, and unfortunately, it was against two of the top two teams in the league. They
Central Coast Mariners, wasn't it?
Yeah, they lost 1-0 in the 90th minute at home to the Central Coast Mariners. Apparently they've been.
That's the game I watched.
Right.
And they
they've been peppering him. Apparently the Central Coast goalkeeper was amazing. Yeah,
apparently he's a young Aussie keeper and he's going to be the number one pretty soon.
Yeah,
so he could well be coming over to the Premier League or something like that. He was really, really good.
And then the next week they went to second place. Sorry, they were at home to second place Brisbane and drew 1-1. Went 1-0 up as the heart loved to do, and conceded a say late goal, 70th minute, but. But yeah, that was a bit unfortunate. I got the geezer who scored the equaliser. Did you see? I can't remember where I saw it, but the Brisbane v Sydney game last week or the week before.
The only reason I saw it is because isn't Jim Magilton one of the managers now?
Yes, I sent it to you, didn't I?
Who's your manager?
It was the
Melbourne, I think.
No, it's either Sydney. It must be Sydney.
It's a step.
Anyway, go on, carry on.
Yeah. So. The geezer who equalised for Brisbane against Hart was Bassar Berisha, who in the game beforehand, Dave, you need to see it. There was a massive Barney at the end of the game, right? Sydney were 1-0 up, or
yeah, 1-0 up.
1-0 up in the, with 1 minute of normal time to go. And within the 3 minutes of equalised with a free kick, and then 2 minutes later scored the winner to turn it around to 2-1 within like the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
The geezer, this Bassar Berisha, one of the Brisbane lads must have said, one of the Sydney lads must have said something to it at one point. As soon as the final whistle went, he's ripped his shirt off. He's gone absolutely mental, trying to cause one of the biggest fights. There's nearly a mass Barney on the pitch. He's gone to, you can see him go over to him and say to the Sydney fella, "You, me, down the tunnel right now, let's go." And he's calling him to come follow him down the tunnel. He's like, come on, I want to see you down that tunnel right. And then it was scraps, it was brilliant.
Fantastic. You wouldn't think an Aussie would do that, would you?
No, well, I mean, I don't even know if he is, to be fair. Bassar Berisha, it might be. But, well, on to the point where I've got to say a quick congratulations. There's a little bit more heart news than usual. But quick congratulations to Aziz Behik, Melbourne Heart left back, who has been got his first call up for the Socceroos.
Oh, good and he's, Bonza.
He's regarded as one of the best left backs in the whole A League, and it's a string of three left wingers that Hart have brought in over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
that they've converted to left backs, and he's now
so they're regressing.
Yes, yeah, and he's now considered one of the best left backs in the A League, and he's, yeah, he's been called up for the Socceroos. So well done.
Okay, good stuff. Good update there. Also, the guys at FFDU at FFDU Football Fans Down Under,
good lads,
are now following Gillingham from afar.
Yeah,
they've
I've started
getting into the Gillingham vibe. So we'll be tweeting them, and they're going to be hosting their show. So there'll be a lot more on that soon. Michael Coxley's dying to say something.
It is one for the biology people out there. I ought to follow heart a lot more. If you understood the biology of the heart, you'd love that.
Just complete silence. Complete silence. Okay, moving on. A very emotional moment now. Sci Sports News, the last ever. The last ever Sci Sports News is going to be from Michael Coxon in memory to the great man. Make it a good one.
Well, we all know Alexander Zhenrik, the Uzbeki under 23 player, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, big Alexander, name. Yeah.
Going to be over here next summer at the Olympics. I believe Uzbekistan have qualified.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
He attempted a Robert Perez Thierry Henry style penalty.
Back heel.
In his friendly against Zenit St. Petersburg. They were losing 5-0, so he thought, why the hell not?
Yep, carry
on. Just go for it. It didn't work out so well, but the referee was feeling a bit sympathetic,
yeah,
and got him to retake it.
It was very generous, I saw it, it was very generous.
Because the other players encroached, because they saw what was happening, the goalie was stopping
his line. He's rolled it forward, okay, and the geezer's come out, and the keeper saved it.
Yeah.
But supposedly, the referee, like I said, has been very generous, and is allowed to retake it.
Oh, cheating.
Players encroaching the box.
What did he want to do with the retake?
With the retake, he put it Kenny Miller style.
What a
3 miles wide and high. So my question, having watched an example of Johan Cruyff do it to perfection with Ajax in the 70s, can penalties ever really be taken in any sort of creative way?
Oh, I'm sure there's a guy who's done like a backflip penalty.
There was a couple of days
there
ago.
There was, and he got substituted ago. And banned for doing so.
What? Why?
Because his manager said it was insulting.
That was like, was Balotelli. It Balotelli?
No, boo! Don't speak about it anymore.
Okay, fine. Right, I used to do the 90s Prem Stars.
You did?
I will still do that, but I'm going to throw something else at you. These guys are new. They are absolute genius.
But I've started following them since I saw on you, yeah.
At Players Spotted. I'm going to spell it out because you need to follow it. It's Players and then Spotted. So it's double S in the middle. Players, SPOTTED.
Why did you feel the need to spell Spotted and not Players?
Everyone has Express Players. Some of our listeners probably don't have Express Spotted.
That's not a great thing to
You've
say,
seen some of the comments on the website. They're mental. Right, Players Spotted. The bio says, what footballers have been spotted doing... No, it doesn't. That's not my bio. The bio says...
Come back, Si.
Sorry.
Forgiven.
Sorry.
Stu will look after your baby, it's fine.
You're a 10 baby.
Right, footballers as observed in normal everyday situations.
At the moment, isn't it more focused on transfers? I think at the moment it's very much transfer, isn't it?
But it says footballers. The first one I'm going to read you is not a footballer, but it's someone within football. They're not always true. I'm going to put that out there.
They're definitely, okay, this is one tweet. True.
Don't read from over my shoulder, Michael. That's rude.
I can't read, it's fine.
Martin Tyler vomiting into a paddling pool in High Wycombe.
Feasible.
Next one, Petacek alone in an old-fashioned Blackburn pub, giggling loudly and shouting, "More blue drinks for all my friends." The last one, which is my personal favourite so far from all the way I've done, this is probably true. Michael Carrick trying to talk a badly injured rabbit into dying naturally in the hope of using the dead animal as a hat.
There you go.
When you say some of them aren't always true,
I mean,
who are we to confirm or deny?
These are tip-offs, so you've got.
There's one about Andre Arshavin as well. I can't remember what it was.
We'll find that. I'll do a couple each week.
It's great work. Great work for those
James,
boys.
Thank you very much for joining us. How did you feel?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for
there you go.
Being well.
Okay, right, guys, follow us at Football Pubcast on Twitter. I'm at Jim Staples. We have at Michael Coxon, at The Boy Silver, at Stu Hall. We have at Miladonna 10, not here, so don't follow him.
Nah.
Jay, you are right. There's some confusion here because you didn't
there's
remember.
No confusion
you
at
you
all.
Didn't remember your own Twitter feed this morning. It's a bit annoying. I'd like you to change it, but for now, it's at Jigga_M, JIGGA_M. correct?
I will change it.
Good, change it. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast.
You've actually written this down this week?
Yeah, because I don't know it at the moment. At the moment, the Facebook site is wildly underloved. Yeah. So someone is going to take charge of that, and you can now start getting some decent updates on Facebook. So go on there, have a little look, like us if you don't already. Excuse me. Email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk, and most importantly, come and visit us www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Also, it's Wednesday we've recorded today. Thursday is
Pubcast Day.
Thursday is Pubcast Day. We will have a new show up every week on a Thursday. If we don't, the first time it doesn't happen, Michael Coxon, you can bottle me over the head.
Brilliant.
How's that?
I'm going to bottle you already, just so you can't put it up tomorrow, and then bottle you again.
Yeah, don't do
that. And then really I'm going to change. Then I'm going to change my Twitter name to Migger_C.
Before you carry on, that's us. We're gone. Cheers.
You know,
don't bottle me, mate. That's not like. Who, okay. If we take a vote, who would not like Michael to bottle me?
Oh, I'd probably. No, 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 no,
I don't know.
Sorry,
it'd be funny to see.
Yeah, you're right.
Twice as well.
Yeah.